Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Richard Wilkins, who is Chief Financial Officer and Company Secretary at Phoenix Copper Limited. How are you today, Richard?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach.
Right, you've raised a little bit of money today for ongoing activities at the company. Could you run us through that, please?
Yes, of course. We actually did a financing in February to fund a drilling program on our high-grade silver lead discovery at Red Star, which is just northwest of the proposed Empire open pit area. And that drilling program is well underway and progressing satisfactorily. And the CEO, who likes what he's seen, and also following an updated resource on the open pit project, which is a separate project. They're very, very close to each other, literally 300 meters away from each other. And it was while we were really drilling around the Empire open pit area that we discovered Red Star. So if I just put this in context, the Empire open pit is an open pit oxide project, or oxidized material, originally intended to be a copper project. But the copper price has not really performed as everyone thought it would. We believe it will, but it hasn't yet. So we discovered Red Star, which is high-grade silver and lead, and an excellent opportunity for low-cost capex to get into production quickly. But having said that, we then revisited the Empire Open Pit project because the gold price has been moving spectacularly, and modelling Empire on a recovery basis of all the metals, in other words, not just the copper, the gold, the silver, and the zinc, we got a very significant expanded resource, which we published earlier this month, which, including inferred, has now got some almost 350,000 ounces of gold in it, 9.5 million ounces of silver, 130,000 tons of copper, and 51,000 tons of zinc. So that's a very different story. So CEO basically said, look, I've got the drill rig on site. COVID-19 luckily has not really impacted us. We've just carried on. He asked, you know, can we keep it on site and carry on drilling? I'd like to put a diamond drill into Red Star. I'd like to move the reverse circulation drill up and drill into the precious metals extensions at the Empire open pit. So we've closed today's financing, which went well. It was oversubscribed, £1.76 million raised yesterday. And we've put together what we consider to be a very exciting work program over the summer, in addition to the existing work program, which we think will generate a steady stream of very positive news flow. So we're quite excited.
Right. I mean, do you think the market's really appreciating what you're doing? I mean, it's an £11 million market cap after today's raise and everything else. It sounds like you've got quite a lot of quite a variety of metals and assets there to be discovered, or which have already been discovered, in fact.
Well, I don't think the market does appreciate it yet, and I that perhaps just reflects the fact that the Empire mine is a pretty large ore system that spreads over quite a wide area. And in fact, our consulting geologist currently thinks that he's visited the site twice. He thinks that we probably only understand 1% of the overall system at this point in time, and he is something of an expert in these sort of systems. At this point, Zach, I would just point out that 4 miles drive to the south is Bingham Canyon, which is North America's largest copper mine. I think that's been in production for some 100 years or so, and they're still going strong. So we're very much in the right area. The geology is fabulous. Wherever we go on this system, we're finding mineralization. We've expanded our area from 800 acres when we got involved in 2015. We've now got almost 6,000 acres. You're right in terms of the polymetallic potential. I mean, it's not just copper. You know, there's gold, silver, zinc, lead, tungsten at depth. We probably some molybdenum. So that's all very exciting. And let's not forget that historically this was mined. It was an underground mine until the Second World War. It only shut down because the workforce was conscripted. And it was mined at a head grade of 6 to 8% copper, recovering 3.64% in those days, which is quite, you know, very good, very high grade. So that underground ore body still exists. It's still there. We've got to go in and look at it. And that's the real element. You know, that is what, you know, hopefully one day a major mining company might be very interested in. On top of that underground mine that was historically mined, we have our open pit Empire mine, which has now had over 400 holes drilled into it. So there's no doubt it's there. When we published a resource earlier this month, which, you know, the value of the metal in that resource at today's metal prices is pushing $1 billion. I know that's not the way we should value a company, but it's very significant metal there. And now we've discovered Red Star, which is high-grade silver and lead, and that will be a low capex, $25 million probably, to get that into production, and the economics on it look quite exciting. And then we've got the whole of the rest of the area, the historically mined area north of Red Star, and we've got the Navarre Creek gold extension. And all of this, put it all together, this is a fantastic opportunity. And I think our job is to try to explain this in a clear way, to show how we're going to do it in an organized way and finance without diluting shareholders left, right and center. We're shareholders ourselves, and we don't want to do that. And that's what we're doing now. So the work program during the summer now, apart from completing the drilling program on Red Star, will be to do further diamond drilling on Red Star, additional drilling into the high-grade gold and silver zone in the Empire open pit area, and commence a gold exploration program at our Navarre Creek gold zone. And all of that should produce, I hope, some pretty exciting results. And as I said earlier, some strong news flow to look forward to.
So you're basically obviously in a safe jurisdiction. You're mining where people have mined before, so that makes things cheaper. And you're quite, in terms of the assets you have, it's quite diversified. So some are inflation plays, some are industrial recovery plays, etc. You've got a mix of different things. It would appear to be that really it's just a matter of you getting the stuff out of the ground. Is that correct?
Well, yes. I mean, certainly we must mention the geopolitical stability. We're in Idaho. I mean, the we've had two research notes also published in May, one by WH Ireland and one by Hardman. The WH Ireland one, on a sum of all parts valuation, currently thinks that a fair value for us right now would be around 33p a share, and rising. Their target once the Red Star project is de-risked is £1.40 of fair value per share. The Hardman research note, which values us purely on the Red Star project, they've come up with a fair value per share of 31p. So we were hoping, you know, yesterday we were surging towards those numbers. We've come back a little bit today, but I'm confident that the whole thing will rally and turn around, particularly with the news flow. So the Hardman report actually summarizes quite nicely all the various risks and pretty much concludes that there isn't anything serious there risk-wise. We know the asset is there. It's been drilled. It was historically mined. It's everywhere you look, you see it. It's in a jurisdictionally safe, stable place. We've got to finance it. But I would put it to you that a $25 million finance to build a mine in Idaho is not going to be difficult, and we'll be able to do it, if not entirely, primarily with debt. And we're talking already to all sorts of mine finance houses and off-takers and such like as we start working towards that. And the final point I would add is that the environmental baseline studies for both Red Star and for the Empire Open Pit are done, completed, no critical issues whatsoever. We're not expecting permitting to be an issue. Red Star is actually on patented land, which means we own it, so there's very little permitting to be done. So all the obstacles that one might normally associate with projects, perhaps in the USA, are not really here in this case. So great jurisdiction, a great asset, and environmental work done, permitting not perceived to be a problem. We've just got to get organized, get on with it, and get ourselves into production, and that's what we intend to do.
Richard Wilkins, CFO at Phoenix Copper, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.